It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
It's the Logan Pete Show. I'm Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Mr. Lukey Moore. We've got loads of emails to get through once again. Well, we got one, at least, anyway. We've got one.
Is loads one? Is one loads?
I mean, if you're not fancying it, yeah. It is too many.
Feels too many, yeah.
Feels too many.
It's nice to see you again, Peter.
It's all right.
How are you?
Yeah.
What's new?
What's popping?
But that's the thing in small talk chat again. We were talking about this and making you tired. Better at small talk, and I've just said, how are you? And you just went, yeah. You're not doing that to people you don't know, are you?
No, I don't really talk to many people anymore.
You just head down.
I drove past my neighbour who had a big axe and he was hacking something into bits.
What, you didn't
and
get
I
involved?
Shouted, oh, Darian, not seen Kirsty for a while. What are you doing over there?
Nice.
It's a little joke.
That's good stuff.
And I was like, good small talk.
What did he say?
He went, fuck off and chased me. Yeah, chucked the big axe. It was a big old axe.
So you've driven past your neighbour, Damien, the guy who makes you rum.
Yes,
he makes
everyone rum.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're part of that, aren't you?
I'm part of the rum consuming community. Yeah,
you're part of the local community. And you've shouted a joke at him through the car window.
Yeah,
that's confidence. That's confidence.
That is confidence. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, proper builder stuff. That.
Did you say it right? Did you deliver it? Were you happy with?
Yeah, happy with the delivery. All kind of worked.
Window down.
I mean, to be honest, I was getting back because everyone was laughing at me because I fell on my bum. Walking the dogs in the muddiest day of the year yesterday.
What, in front of everyone?
No, I did that kind of like, ha 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 ha, ha ha, that's funny, isn't it? And even though nobody saw. And then I was just covered, so muddy. Covered head to toe in mud. Is that so silly?
If you take a tumble in public.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think this Damien bit of banter is great development for you. So well done.
Thanks.
But this idea that if you fall over in public or you stumble, is that your instinct to kind of laugh at yourself? That's what I do as well.
Yeah.
So I think if you look like annoyed or blame something else, you look like a penis.
I think the only two ways of doing it, you can't go, damn it! You either stare down.
Pretend to be hurt.
Pretend to be really hurt.
And how far would you take that?
3 minutes.
Operating table.
just pretend you're knocked out, then that's a real, people feel sorry for you then. Or you laugh. But you know, it's not ideal. You've still fallen over.
I've got two things on that, but it's not. But the thing is, it's not that much of a big deal, is it? Who cares? No one cares. Actually, no. People aren't going to remember. But
my partner cares. She thinks it's the hilariousest things.
But that's her role.
Like her. If you said like, what's her favorite thing? She laughs at. It's just me falling over.
Yeah, she's a big Laurel and Hardy.
Big
fan,
Lauren. She's big me falling over fan.
I've got two. I've got two stories on that note. One is, I told you about this before. I think it was a guy I used to go to school with called Brian Snowden. And I'm going to name check him because I've got no idea what he's doing now.
Go on then, mate.
Yeah, and I'd love him to get in touch. But we were playing for the school football team.
Right.
We were having a really good season, and must have been year 10, maybe the year 10 football team. So just the year before we did our GCSEs. And we had this game against Bay House, which is a big rivalry school just down the road. And we were drawing or we were winning, and then we ended up getting a draw or a defeat because Brian, big high ball come over. And you know when you're like 14 or 15, generally in the grand scheme of things, none of you are that good at football, right? We had some good players, but like that, no one's really that good. It's a big leveler, isn't it? The big high ball.
Yeah.
And he miscontrolled it. Let the striker in. The striker went round the keeper and scored him. I think we ended up losing the game. He just hit the deck.
Right.
Right? Like, as in, oh, it's not my fault. I've actually really hurt myself.
Yes, yeah. That's fair.
He pretended that he'd, like, really badly hurt his ankle.
Mm.
But I was like right next to him when it happened.
And nothing happened.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've
done that before, but I have actually hurt my ankle, but I had to pretend that I didn't hurt it as much as it actually hurt.
Right.
Because it looked like I was taking a dive.
But he took it to the extreme where like every day
he would complain about it.
No, you're coming on crutches. He'd be on crutches. And then,
where did he get the crutches from, though? Because you only get those if you've been seriously hurt.
But his mum probably had him at home or something.
You reckon?
Yeah, probably.
No,
he wasn't hurt. I mean,
it sounds like he was hurt, because where would he get crutches from?
I admired that he just took it through to the extreme.
It's almost like outsider art after a while,
isn't it?
Yeah.
But you know, like when you used to fake to your mum that you were sick so you couldn't go to school?
Mm.
When you're that young, by midday it's wearing thin, isn't it? You think, oh, I wish I'd gone to school. I'm fucking bored here.
Yeah.
I can't do anything.
Mm.
I'm stuck in bed.
That's like when I gave myself, I went to the hospital because I wanted to get back in the hospital because I was in hospital for a bit and they just installed a new like ball pool. I loved ball pools when I did. And so I drank loads of unwatered cordial. and it gave me it would tighten my chest.
You've never told me before.
I have.
How old were you?
Not 10.
What were you in that hospital for in the first place?
Asthma.
And then so you got discharged, but you got discharged just as a new recreational.
Well, yeah, because I spent like for my first 2 or 3 years at Christmas and birthdays in hospital because of asthma.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you wouldn't know because I'm such a hunk these days.
Yeah.
I don't look like the chest issue boy, do I?
No.
Tiny little me.
Pigeon chest
man. That's the one thing I don't have, to be fair.
Yeah,
I have got absolute honkers. But I'd gone through the sparse.
How long were you
kind
in there for?
Of like,
on that occasion?
It was only like you'd only be in there for like a week, I would say.
That's a long time, isn't it?
It is a long time,
though.
But you're a baby and they look after you, don't they? Because they're worried about you.
But you can't have been a baby. You can't have been a baby then.
No, but when I was a kid, I was in and out. Anyway, but I'd gone through like quite sparse, you know, nothing to do
kind
of
austere, quite austere, austere,
yeah,
hospital,
austere
environment,
hospital environment.
Yeah.
And then the last time I visited for a couple of days, they'd installed a ball pool and like an amazing new little kind of like thing where there's toys and video
on
games
the children's
and stuff
ward,
well, on the children's ward.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, that's not fair.
Nah.
I want to go and play in the ball pool. So I...
chopped your hand off.
No, I drank the cordial and made my chest very tight and said, ma'am, not really. So they took us to hospital and I stayed in for a couple of days. But again...
Do your parents know that you did that now?
I don't think they do.
They do now.
They do now. They don't. They still don't. But I remember on the first day I jumped in the ball pool and I had like a cannula in my hand.
Yeah.
And I hit it really hard and it really ached for ages.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd done some real damage to my veins.
Yeah.
On the ball pool. So I was like, look, that is very much the universe giving me one back there.
So I'm tempted to say that you were a drain on NHS resources then.
Yeah, that's fine.
But
that's absolutely fine.
But one, the NHS...
I paid my taxes
probably
as a child.
It's probably well funded by that back then.
Yeah.
Secondly, I think that you've earned the right to have a little stint in the ball pool.
Yeah.
But
I think
presumably
so.
They didn't just say you can go in there whenever you want.
Yeah, I found myself in there. I think I used to just get.
That's not the same thing.
They left it unlocked. Imagine that. Just kind of imagine making yourself ill with cordial. Just so you can get Brad.
Well, I don't need to imagine it. You've done it.
Done it, yeah.
And with the
I'll tell you exactly what it's like.
Can you play with the other kids, or are they too fragile because they're sick? Or
yeah, I would think I was pretty much alone in there, to be honest. But yeah, the cannula really. I had to think about cannulas quite a lot now.
Can I just check one more thing?
Hmm.
Did this definitely happen?
What do you mean?
Because it sounds like it's a dream.
No, it definitely happened. I don't know. I don't think I stayed there in there very long. It was only a couple of days, I think. Because they found out there was nothing wrong with me.
When my son was... just pissed it all out.
You've got to listen, Dick.
When my son was born, my wife had a cannula in the top of her hand.
Mm.
And for some reason, they were amazing in the hospital. I've got nothing but good things to say about them. They were incredible. But they did forget to take the cannula out.
Yeah. That's always the thing that you get discharged, but... Fine, you get discharged, but they still need to take that out because I can't be walking around with that.
It's a big old thing as well.
Yeah.
It's painful, right?
I had it in my arm a recent trip to the emergency room and I couldn't, they took it out and it just started spaffing blood everywhere and it was getting and I looked like I'd been in a horrible fight.
Yeah. And the other thing I was just going to say around the old publicly hurting yourself or falling over.
Mm.
Do you remember when we went to... our mutual friend Andy, who makes like independent movies,
Yes.
And he made that.
You bashed your head on the tube, I remember. Yeah.
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 Well, I'm trying to tell him the story. You fucking spoiler.
Only because you said it loads of times on the show.
Have I?
I'm helping you. Yeah.
But anyway, the worst thing about that was I had to sit on the tube for quite a long time with the people that saw it, and my head was bleeding.
Yeah. Because so, that's it feels like a bigger deal than it is, isn't it? When you start blood stuff.
So for those
who
don't remember, and the head bleeds a lot as well. For those who don't remember, I stumbled on the little raised bobble bits of the platform.
Yeah, the thing that's supposed to keep you safe.
Yeah, and because I'm tall,
yeah.
I headbutted the roof of the tube carriage.
Must have been some hit.
Well, I looked like a fucking human piggy bank because a big like horizontal cut across my head. And the worst thing about it was, we'd had a few beers. I didn't actually know it was bleeding.
Right.
And so I felt it.
Yeah.
And then this lady was handing me a tissue. And so I was to hold a tissue to my head, but every single person on the tube carriage had seen me do it. And I was on there for about 8 stops.
Mm.
So it's just mortally embarrassing.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't need to have stitches or anything like that. But you can laugh it off. But if you laugh it off when you've got blood pouring down your head, it looks a bit maniacal, doesn't it?
Have you seen that? Have I mentioned that guy? I've mentioned it on pretty much every podcast I've done. But that guy gets a chair thrown at his head. The Israeli vlogger.
Is it when he's kicking off in the bar?
It's all kicking off in the bar, and he gets one on the edge.
I didn't know who he was, but I've seen the video.
He's a nightmare man, which makes it better, makes it sweeter.
It looks like such an impactful hit as well.
Well, he just sort of like, what, when he opened, but it's not about the hit. It's about when he opens the man's clothes.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I've not seen what Sonic
Hill. It's a man. He looks like sort of, you know, when before Justin Hawkins had like the hair plugs and the teeth and stuff fixed. Like he looks like that.
Justin Hawkins looks amazing.
He looks amazing now.
Yeah,
and he looks, and he's like I didn't know this, but he's like an anti-trans kind of like anti-walk kind of like reactionary kind of grifter, basically.
Right.
In Israel, and he gets hit in the head with a chair. And it starts to bleed. It's a bad hit. It's a bad chair shot, so to speak.
What's he done to deserve that?
I don't know.
He's
doing some kind of something in his bar. I mean, he's probably just done something. He's probably just upset someone with things that he said. Anyway, he has a chair at the head. And he's so dazed. He falls into a much bigger man, larger man. Mm. And his hand accidentally just opens the guy's shirt, revealing a tit. And it is the funniest. It is the funniest thing I've seen in ages.
I need to watch it.
And it makes it sweeter that I know the guy's a C word. So it's good stuff.
And what's the prognosis on his head?
I don't know, but it was a bad hit and blood started coming out. And every time I think of a man with a head wound, I always think of a man.
Hopefully it's it.
Well, the title is You Get Hit So Hard You Turn Gay. Because that's the meme thing, but it's good stuff.
Have you seen, Pete, speaking of that, slightly related, you know how obsessed I am with darts?
Yes.
Have you heard of a dartist / dart player?
What's a dartist?
He's a dart player.
Oh, right.
Called Bobby George.
No.
He's the guy who's got the big bad taste mansion with the dartboard stained glass window. And Sandro, the Spurs player, went to his house.
Right.
It was a meme a few years ago.
Sounds awful.
He's like, he wears big chains.
Right.
Loads of jewelry. You definitely know if you saw him. Anyway, he's an older guy now. He's retired, of course.
Mm.
But when he was playing, he was a real character. He used to walk on with a crown and a cape on and a staff, he was the king. He's like, you know, you think of like the aesthetic of darts.
Yeah.
Really gaudy, really kind of like bad taste, but in like a kind of funny, knowing kind of way. He's like the epicenter of that.
Mm.
And there's an amazing video of him playing, and he's got a gold dart shirt on. You know, they wear those particular types of shirts.
Mm.
It looks a bit like a short sleeve work shirt, but it's always in really gaudy colours. Right. He's wearing one of those, and someone steps up and hits a 180. And the guy he's playing and celebrates. So he steps straight up there, hits a 180 back, and everyone cheers and he starts celebrating. He goes and gets his darts from the dartboard. As he turns around and walks back, he just pulls a secret flap down of his shirt, just reveals his nipple. And then puts it back up again and carries on like nothing's happened.
Yes.
It is an absolutely demented
brilliant
celebration.
Got a lot of
for
time
a darts
for
player. So we have to share that on the socials as well. Rory, you have to get on the case with
get
that.
On the case with that.
When the rest of this politics talk about stuff that's visual, they talk about every newsletter.
Right.
We just talk about the Twitter.
About
am I looking at this now?
May as well. Okay. There's a man who they're doing some sort of interview. He gets a chin. It's a bad hit. It's a bad hit. But then
he
knocked out there. He leans over, gets a bad hit.
Why does he do that?
He just needs help. He needs help. He's been hit by the chair.
He's doing it deliberately, surely.
goes straight for the nipple.
It looks like he is.
But the physical dynamic is a little, like, it would be like me doing that to you. Even though this guy's really fat, like, this guy's about the height of you.
It's Bobby George doing the old nipple. It's the 180, look.
He's wearing, like, he looks a bit like a sort of a 1980s kind of... Why was he making his nipple go up and down like that?
I don't know, he just flips it out, mate.
He just flips it out.
Planned that. That's the thing, he's planned it only beforehand.
The way he turns around, he's got a beautiful sort of gold lamé shirt on as well.
He's an amazing character.
I've got a lot of time for that.
I met him when I was about 6 or 7, right? My mum was working at Asda's,
right,
as you're legally obliged to call them. And there was like an away day for all the Asda's employees,
right,
up in London, which was exciting. I was like 6 or 7 years old. I don't think I've been to London before. Maybe I had, but not very often. And it was like a big sports day for all the Asda employees. And my mum would have been only about 30 then, so she was probably involved, and my dad was involved, and they're doing this stuff. And there was a big thing for the kids as well. And the kids had like a load of like activities, but they also had like famous people they brought out.
Right.
And all the famous people were shit. It was like, I mean, I guess they were quite big for the time, but it was like Fatima Whitbread.
That's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
That's as big as it gets.
One or two, but one of them was Bobby George.
Right.
And I remember getting his autograph, not really knowing who he was, but because he was like a big guy with all this gold jewellery and stuff, he was like a character. And I remember getting autograph with my dad. And he said to me, you tell your old man that I'm better than Eric Bristow. I just always remember that. It was almost a bit like, have you heard the story of the kid who meets, because you know Mark Hang's got an amazing story of meeting Roger Moore in an airport. So have you heard about the kid who meets Joe Pesci?
No.
So the kid goes up, he's about the same age as Macaulay Culkin at the time in Home Alone. And he goes and he sees Joe Pesci, and he just wanders up to him as being like he's quite an intrepid kind of curious kid. So he just wanders up to Joe Pesci and like starts talking to him because he's seen him in Home Alone. And he goes, can I have your autograph, please, Joe? And Joe Pesci apparently goes, who's your favourite actor, kid? And the kid goes, it's you, Joe Pesci. And he goes, that's the right answer. Gives him $100.
Ah, yes.
Gives him $100 bill. That's the right answer, kid.
And back then, that would have been worth twice.
Why didn't Bobby George give me 100 quid?
It's a good point, actually.
That's what I'd like to know.
Saving it for his shirts.
Probably is. Let's have a quick break.
If he got his nipple out then, he would have been...
Apparently we're not having a break. We're just talking about nipples. Carry on.
Well, if he got his nipple out there, he would have been in big trouble.
Not in the 80s. People would have thought it was banter. Jimmy Savile was at large.
Well, other darts players were
I'm telling you now, Bobby George getting his nipple out at an Asda sports day in the 80s is not even making tiny ripples in the
pond. What if he had a donut? One of Asda's famous donuts on the nipple.
I think people would still have written it off as a bit of hijink. In the 80s?
I don't know, it's just a bit sinister, isn't it? Why are you getting your nipple out, mate?
I think you have to do a... You'd have
get
to
his house burned down.
You'd have to have done... No, not in the 80s.
Not in the 80s.
A lot more then.
No, but it always sends into nonce chat. I think back in the 80s, that was your only retribution, though. You'd smash the windows, you'd burn the house down. That's how you dealt with wrong-uns. But now it's become like a cottage industry. People become famous on like Facebook for being pedo hunters and all that stuff, don't they?
Yeah, and I think
I prefer like the rough justice of a dad and his brother burning someone's house down.
And his brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
Come around to buy a power tool. Ends up having a few cans of Tennent's. Burns down the house of a bloke. They think might be a nonce. Yeah.
Gets the Guardian.
If anything, I thought it was it's a lot more permissive back then. I remember in the 80s, there was a bloke who, looking back on it now, was a wrong. I've told you about this before.
Right.
It was about a road or so away. We lived adjacent to quite a big, rough council estate. And the only real difference between where we lived and where that was that my parents owned their house.
Mm.
But it was exactly the same, basically the same house in terms of how it was made. And there was a guy who lived in the council estate bit. It was an old fella. And everyone called him Popeye.
Right,
because he wore like this old sailor. I guess he was an old Navy veteran. He wore this old sailor's hat, like smoke a pipe. I don't know if he did the spinach thing, but he did the other stuff. Yeah,
you ever do that?
Yeah, and he had a nemesis.
A baby that was a nemesis.
He had a big beard. Yeah, no, and he used to be. Yeah. I'm not saying he was a nonce.
Interesting rumor,
but he used to invite kids. Do you want to come and look at my pet budgie or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Because everyone had a budgie in the 80s and working class houses. I don't know why.
You would occasionally get a monkey.
No way, not what we are.
North East you would.
I never knew of a monkey.
You'd occasionally have monkeys.
Always budgies.
Right.
Which is interesting because Hartlepool's a port town, right?
Mm. So we would have been getting the same stuff.
Yeah. I think, well, ports was more of a naval port, I suppose.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you live right near a commercial port in the 80s, you're getting
you
pet
get
monkeys.
All kinds of stuff. Monkeys, DVDs, monkeys, VHSs. You're getting all kinds of stuff, aren't you, really?
Yeah. Oh, it's a lucky dip. You either get a monkey or a VHS.
Either
way, it's going to be a great Saturday night. And he used to be like that. And I remember all the parents being like, yeah, just don't go near him.
Mm.
They weren't calling the police.
No, they're just going to,
don't go near the guy.
It's a Chris Rock, walk it off. You know, I told you not to go near him.
I think the late 90s, early 2000s, where it all kicked off.
Mm.
Anyway, look, people listening will be annoyed that we didn't go to a break.
Right.
So let's go to a break now. Right. And then when we come back, we'll do a bit more of this and then we'll probably just leave you alone.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Pompey are mourning the death of Brian Snowden.
No, they're not. It's just an ankle
away
injury.
At the age of 88.
It's just an ankle injury, my Brian Snowden. Yeah, how you spelling Brian there?
Just a normal way.
Yeah.
How are you spelling it? With a Y?
No.
Sickos.
No, with an I.
People who have with the Ys in Brian, sickos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One I find particularly difficult is
Aoife.
Well, that is tough.
Aoife is a wild name.
But is you get, so Marie is a tough one. M-A-R-I-E. Can be Mary, can be Mary, can be Marie. Marie. Yeah, and someone who lives near me who's got a Scottish spelling of that name and it's pronounced Vary. Vary.
But can't there be like, I mean, Sarah could be Sarah and stuff. I don't know.
No, Sarah's just no H, isn't it?
I think you'd have a Sarah that was no H.
Nah.
Oh.
Not on,
sure?
Not on my watch.
Is this going to be your garlic press thing?
I'm going to die on this. die on this hill. No, but the garlic press, the jury's still out on that.
It's not, the jury isn't still
one
out.
One angry bloke on Twitter kicked off. But I mean, that's my life anyway.
Yeah.
I muted him.
You look in the mirror.
I muted him anyway.
Yeah.
I mute everyone who abuses me on Twitter. but we haven't, we should solve this in the form of a Twitter poll.
Mm.
Do you peel the garlic before you put it in the garlic press? I say yes, you say no.
Don't
let's
bother.
Find out. Let's find
Why
out.
Why bother? Why waste your time?
Let's finish off with this email from
Lewis.
No, you're
going to be mine.
Let's finish this. Peter?
What?
We're going to finish this episode
finish
off.
Finish it off then.
Okay. All right, I can't.
Polish it off.
I can't.
I'll throw a chair at him.
And reveal a tit.
Reveal a tit.
Hello at the Luke and Pete Show, says Lewis. I was wincing through your recent episode, Vasectomy Flowers, and I just bit into a fried egg sandwich as Luke mentioned the word pus. Can happen. Mm. Be careful. I wouldn't recommend you eat anything. On OTC, one of our sister podcasts about European football, they talk quite a lot about the type of food you have while watching a game or while listening to the show, because it's a continental, very, very urbane podcast. This is not that podcast. Don't eat anything while you're listening to this. Don't even
drink. You'll choke because of the mirth.
Don't even drink any non-diluted cordial. Lewis says, all this Now chat recently has got me thinking about a random pain I sometimes suffer but can't be bothered to get checked out. For as long as I can remember, the nail on my little finger on my left hand can really hurt when any sort of pressure is applied to the base of a nail. Mm. If I apply the same pressure at the very tip of my finger, there isn't any pain at all. Interestingly, the finger also hurts on really cold days. I often forget about it. And then when I one day randomly catch it on something, it is a stark and sharp reminder that the problem persists. Maybe against my better judgment, does anyone from the Luke and Pizza community have any idea what this is? Because frankly, I cannot be bothered to join the never-ending NHS waiting list for what seems like a trivial issue. I don't know what to tell the guy.
Mm.
I trapped my finger in a door once and the nail came off and the nail was stuck in the door. And that's all I've got to offer on this.
Yeah, like Wolverine.
And I knocked my toenail off on the bike, remember I told you before. So. Mm. I don't know, but maybe someone who can let us know, help Lewis out. I mean, Lewis, you probably will get a better answer and a quicker answer on the Luke and Pete Show community.
Yeah, I mean, it just could be very sharp nail an ingrown nail, that sounds like, doesn't it? It's one of those things where, like, the NHS says, if you are experiencing a mystery pain, do get it checked out.
Always.
Yeah, but like, you get it checked out. I went for a blood test not long ago, and like, I waited like a month for anyone to get back to me about the blood test, right?
They say that my local care trust, they say, oh, we'll text you if there's a problem now. I don't even get in touch
with them. Yeah, I didn't know that. I was at the doctors for something completely different with someone else, and I was like, sorry, I did a blood test about a month ago. Any news? And they went, and then they just got the lady at reception just going, it came back fine.
Yeah, they don't tell you.
Like, that doesn't feel doctory to me.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Follow through.
I understand. I understand why they do it. I mean, like, why waste a doctor to sort of go, yeah, you're fine. But you want something official, don't you?
It wouldn't be that. Surely it would just be an automated text message, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, why haven't they texted me? Yeah.
They should have.
Yeah.
But I think...
They didn't.
Well, where I am...
They bloody didn't.
There's a bit of the kind of... It's a bit too frivolous, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit kind of like, oh... No news is good news.
Yeah. So like,
how do I know you've missed it? How do I know you've missed
what
it?
What now?
You might have missed it.
Exactly.
I might have a massive bloodborne disease.
Well, they talk about these secret waiting lists in the NHS this morning. I heard on Wild Lines talking about these secret NHS waiting lists. Don't show on the national statistics of the secret waiting list. If you've seen a specialist, don't go on a different list and just go on the main list and nobody sees the list.
Oh, is that Rick saying that?
That was Rick saying that. He's actually speaking exactly like that.
Yeah, Rick.
Yeah. I like when when something weird happens and you know for a fact Rick wants to say something because he has to be a bigger boy. He has to be a grown-up boy. He can't.
And he's also, and I mean this with love, and he's been on this show, Rick, so you know, everyone knows that we mean it with love.
Slick Rick.
He's one of the most opinionated men I've ever met. and that's me saying it.
Yeah.
And he can't get stuck in, can he, on the old Five Live? He's got to be neutral.
Yeah.
If it were me on Five Live, they would never give me a gig, but if they did, my career on there would last about 5 minutes. I'd get stuck into a Conservative MP and that'd be that.
I don't think you would. Because you've got a job to do, haven't you?
So I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
All right. I'm not going to be supporting Taylor Swift on tour. I've said it.
I'm not sure.
Because I'll insist on doing Blink-182 covers.
Pete, I'll walk into the Wild West town like a sheriff.
Yeah.
And I'll just shoot everyone.
Shoot everyone, yeah.
Don't
bang,
care.
Bang, bang.
Speaking of the old Taylor Swift thing.
Right.
Before we go, I read, it's not really talking about Taylor Swift, but it's reminded me of it. I read an interesting interview with James Blunt in The Guardian, which I know is a depressing sentence to say.
Mm.
You know those kind of Guardian kind of deep dive interviews where the journalist will make it very clear, like almost like transparently clear,
yeah,
that they've just gone to interview James Blunt in like a 2-Michelin-star restaurant, and they talk about all the food they've eaten. Mm. And you sometimes just think, you're not helping yourself, Guardian, are you?
No, you're not helping yourself.
Yeah. You don't have to say that.
Go on a roller coaster.
Or just don't say different. Where you're going.
Right.
Just interview him. It's fine. It could be a press junket. No one knows the difference.
Mm.
And James Blunt, I didn't actually know how good friends James Blunt and Ed Sheeran were. Did you know that?
I could see that. They're both singing troubadours, aren't they?
James Blunt is the godfather to Ed Sheeran's kids.
Okay.
That's how close friends they are.
Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting. And James Blunt always comes across as quite a funny bloke, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Music's boring. Go and get away from that.
He was on Saturday Night Telly last week doing his song. Yeah.
Was it bad?
Fine.
People go over the top, don't they, about that stuff?
They do. They get.
It's performative, isn't it?
It is. Needless.
Do you think it's performative?
Yes, I do. Why? Yeah. So why you do it then? Is that
what
you're
saying? No, I'm not. I'm not saying that. Why can't we all just listen to the Mad Caddies and get along?
Oh, damn right. Monkeys, the little monkeys. Good band.
Monkeys great again. Band. Let's get out of here, Peter. That's enough for us, I think, for a Monday. We will, of course, be back on Thursday.
All right, then.
And so do send your emails in, hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. We love to hear from you on there. We'll do a couple of tweets, probably, Pete. Mm. A couple of tweets on X. A
couple of tweets on X.
Yeah. I might do another Instagram or something. Yeah. We're trying to do an episode from your car, but you won't let me.
I will let you, but
the listenership wants it.
It cannot be resident on my father-in-law's drive. That will be unwelcome.
He won't know. It'll only be a father. It'd be at work, wouldn't it?
How old do you think my father-in-law is?
No idea. Never thought about it.
He's a retired electrician. He's been retired for like 20 years.
Well, when he goes out for a round of golf, we'll do it then.
Round of golf.
So how long is the...
He's a ballsman.
How long is... is he? Good, yeah. Good for him. How long is the Sentry going to be parked on the father-in-law's drive?
Next 3 days. And in that time, I've got to do quite a lot of stuff to it.
So then we could have planned it already. I'm going to get Rory to plan it.
Get Rory to plan it then.
Well, we might have a new producer soon anyway.
What's Rory done? Has he been caught?
He's been upped.
He's been upped.
He's done his time.
He's been outed.
And so we'll get that organised so we can do it. I can do like, you can take me on a tour around the car. We don't have to drive anywhere. We just have to look at it.
All right then.
We'll get half an hour out of that.
Lovely.
20 minutes minimum.
Sounds good.
See you later.
Bye.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.